Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel, John, chapter 20, verse 11 through 18. Please rise for the Gospel reading. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But you go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.'" Mary Magdalene went to announce to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she has told them that he has said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
What a beautiful day it is to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Now let us take a time and then greet with one another and then say to your neighborhood, "Happy Easter." Earlier, we heard the children's message delivered by Pastor Jean and Ashley Villegas. And that reminds me of my Easter children's sermon, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and with the same passage. And then back then, I prepared the Easter eggs for children, for my children's message. And intentionally, I had an empty egg, and they're thinking that it would be a powerful way to explain the empty egg. I'm sorry. Am I nervous? I think so many people are here. Sorry. So I thought that it would be a powerful way to explain the empty tomb of Easter Sunday. So randomly, I asked each child, "Why don't you pick one of the egg and open it for me?" So the first child came up, and she picked one egg, she opened it. Guess what? Unfortunately, the first egg was an empty one. Her face froze, stunned, confused, and all of a sudden, tears welled up, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, my illustration is going downhill fast." So what I have done was I quickly grabbed another egg that has crossed inside and then gave it to her to comfort her. That moment, I learned something important. To a child, the empty egg feels like a broken promise. And to a pastor, it feels like a children's sermon emergency. I wonder if that is exactly how Mary Magdalene felt that first Easter morning. The scripture we read today tells the story of Mary standing outside the tomb, weeping because she believed that someone had took Jesus' body away. At the moment, Mary felt lost. She was crushed. She was frightened. She was overwhelmed with grief. And to some degree, we can relate to her feelings. When our lives feel empty, when our dreams are dashed, when our grief is heavy, when hope feels lost, it is hard to imagine that anything good could come from it. That's exactly how the first witness to the empty tomb felt. Instead of joy, she felt confusion, sorrow, and fear. But here's the good news. The story does not end there. So let's see what happens next. As Mary weeps, Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, appears to her and asks her, "Mary, why are you crying?" No, he didn't say Mary yet, sorry, it's very important. "Why are you crying?" But the scripture says she does not recognize him yet. Probably her grief had clouded her vision, just as sorrow often cloud ours. But then Jesus speaks one word, "Mary." Then everything changed. Her sorrow turns into joy. Her despair turns into hope. Her broken heart turns into healing. And something even more powerful happens here. The scripture says her eyes now begin to open. She recognized the one who brings light and life to the world, and that she called Jesus teacher with joyful noise. "You alive." During Lent, we have journeyed together through the Gospel of John. We learned that the main purpose of the Gospel of John is to portray Jesus as a divine one who brings light and life to the world. And then John says, those who believe him have eternal life. So that is the main purpose of the Gospel of John. And to achieve this, John employs distinctive features, such as he included a lot of miraculous signs compared to the three synoptic gospels, and he includes seven powerful I am statements, and also rich layered imagery. I would say John's gospel sometimes feels like one of those movies that you have to watch twice or multiple times to catch all the hidden meanings. And here, in this very first Easter morning story, John continues the same technique. At verse 1, John tells us that Mary came to the tomb while it was still dark. This darkness is not just the absence of sunlight. It represents confusion, grief, and hopelessness, the spiritual darkness that covered the world after Jesus' death. But as the risen Christ appears, everything changed. Just as at the beginning of creation, when God created light out of darkness by saying, "Let there be light." So now, at the dawn of Easter morning, Jesus calls her name, Mary. As he spoke her name, Mary, the darkness that was in her side, it faded away. Her eyes opened, and then now Mary, she's able to recognize Jesus. And not only for that, a new hope emerged in Mary's heart, grounded in the truth that, yeah, Jesus lives. He lives. And the same truth, the reality that Jesus lives, has the power to change our lives. How? Here's how. So because he lives, our mourning can turn into dancing. Just as Mary's weeping was transformed into joy, we too can find joy even after seasons of sorrow. Because Jesus proved that death is not final word. Second, because he lives, our darkness can be filled with light. Just as Mary, who stood in darkness, saw the light after Jesus appeared to her. Jesus appears to us whenever we are in the darkness, whenever we are in despair, whenever we are in hopeless situation. Jesus comes to us, approaches us, and it brings light and it gives us hope so that we can live again. Third, because he lives, our brokenness can be made whole. Just as the resurrected Jesus healed Mary's broken heart, our Lord Jesus heals our broken heart and our broken relationships, our broken hopes through his resurrected power. Lastly, because he lives, we will live too. This is what Jesus promised to his disciples at the Last Supper. He says in John chapter 14, verse 19, because I live, you will live also. The life Jesus offers us is not just a future hope, but it is the present. It happens here and now. Church, this is the Easter hope. And I want to close my message with a shouting. I'm going to ask you, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe in risen Christ, as Jesus promised to his disciples, then we can also have the life and we can live with Christ together. So I'm going to shout to you, because he lives, and then you're gonna say, okay, yeah. You can follow the screen, okay? Because he lives,
we can face tomorrow with courage.
Because he lives,
we have hope that death is not the end.
Because he lives,
we are part of a new creation here and now.
Alleluia. Amen. Amen.